everyone, and welcome once again to an exciting episode of The Cine Gang. Hi guys, I'm Richie Zamora, the pickiest eater, and I am here with my two idols, Chef Ed Bugia and Chef Sharwin T.
Woo!
Kamusta guys?
Okay naman, good, ang init today, summer na.
Grabe, no? Grabe.
You know, I'm parang at that stage na nakaupo lang ako, pinapawisan na ako.
Oh. Right. Parang sauna eh, di ba?
Yung tipong pagkaligo mo, pagka-shower, paglabas mo, pawis ka na kaagad. We're at that stage of summer.
Oh, as in nasa shower ka pa lang, feeling mo, hindi yata to tubig pumapatak sa akin, pawis eh.
Oh. Nasaan na tayo? Nasa stage na tayo ng butt crack of hell levels ng summer. That's the height. I heard someone say na nasa 40s daw yung real feel ng temperature the past few days. I wouldn't be surprised, guys.
You know, there's a meme from the movie Airplane. Yung he was flying the plane, tapos tuloy-tuloy yung tulo ng pawis niya. Yung parang, parang waterfall. yan ang feeling. Yan ang feeling.
70s yung movie na yun, sir. Hindi pa pinapangalap.
80? Grabe, 80 naman. Diba? 80, my God. Guys, 1980.
Grabe yung
exacto,
reference.
Exacto,
1980. Exacto, hindi pa nga pinapangalap yun.
Ayun. Talagang Airplane. Hindi man lang key and peel, di ba? May ganun din yung key and peel.
Yun yung maalam kong reference. Ayun.
So guys, what can we do? What can we talk about to beat the summer
exacto.
heat?
Since mainit. Mm-hmm. No, ikaw, Char, tingin mo, since mainit, ano dapat topic natin?
Kailangan natin kumain ng malamig. And of all the cold desserts out there, I think the most universally loved is iconic ice cream.
Right.
Yes. And just for that, no, since Chef Sharwin and Richie mentioned, no, mainit, kailangan natin ng ice cream. We have invited for our recording today, no, for our podcast today, a wonderful guest. Her name is Maxine Kong. She is the co-founder and CEO / COO / lahat na ng C, chief of everything of Kurimu Ice Cream. Yan. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Hello, Maxine.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome. Yeah.
Maxine is she's one part of a husband and wife tandem, no, running Kurimu. Maxine, you know what? We'd love to go straight to the point. Maybe you could tell us more about what Kurimu is and how it started. I know most of the people out there already have heard of it. They've seen the ads. They've been targeted by your beautiful, yung mga packaging, yung mga online na kayo ba guys na target kayo ng ads nila? Ako na napaano ako eh. Ano yan?
Siyempre.
Diba?
So effective. Effective yung ads.
Oo, effective yung ads.
Right.
So please, Maxine, if you could walk us through your origin story.
Well, we're a pandemic business. That simply put, we started back in 2020. So my husband actually, prior to doing Kurimu, was handling a small chain of restaurant, a Japanese restaurant. So he's more or less had, experience in the restaurant business for about a little over 10 years. My background was corporate, so I had no idea how it was like to start the business. But we had a lot of time, like similar to what like everyone else. And then we had a cuisine art just standing, sitting on the countertop table of our kitchen. And then my husband started experimenting back in, I think that was like August 2020. We initially wanted to make ice cream for Crazy Katsu, our restaurant, our Japanese restaurant.
You own Crazy Katsu?
Okay. Yes, my husband does.
Maginawa?
Yes.
Ano ba yan?
One out of four branches. Mm. And they ano also have Crazy Ramen.
Ano ba yan?
That's the one in... There's also a branch in Taft?
Yeah. So it's Taft, okay. Maginhawa, Marikina, and then BF Homes. And then
I grew up
ramen
with Crazy
shop.
Katsu.
Yeah.
Because my original restos were there in Maginhawa. Pino. Parang sabay-sabay nag-open yan. May restos in Crazy Katsu. Yeah, Pino, Pipino, Burger Project. Then, pagsawa na kami sa food namin, we just walked to Crazy Katsu.
Oh, kayo pala nice. Yun.
What a coincidence. Astig yun.
Ako naman, when I would go to visit Binild or Lasal for whatever reason, when I would ask my friends there na, that are still going na, where I should eat. Well, sorry. Mga prof na sila at that time. they would always they would always refer. They would tell me to always check out Crazy Cats. So I would I've been there like twice, two or three times.
Yeah, already. Yeah. Nothing's changed. The recipe's the same. It's very nostalgic, I think, for a lot of people. Yeah.
So your husband is Japanese. Diba Japanese do mayari ng Crazy Katsu?
Well, he has a Japanese partner.
Ah, it's a Japanese partner. The director ba yon or something? Or sound engineer? Something
sound
like that.
Engineer.
Sound engineer. There you go. Uh-oh.
So yun, they met naman in the music industry. The funny story there was the chicken katsu, the famous dish of Crazy Katsu, was the recipe of Shinji's mom. And so he would always serve it in the studio for the artists coming. And then my husband was in a band before, Taken by Cars.
Oh,
I don't know if
you're
familiar.
Yes, yeah. We are. Yeah, that's my age.
Yeah, yeah.
Ito mga to, ano yung mga Phil Collins na yun, mga age nila eh. Taken by Cars, alam ko yan.
Yun, so parang sabi ni Bri, grabe Shinji, sobrang sarap nito. You have to, let's make a business. Let's make it a restaurant. So parang kinukulit niya si Shinji for months. I think almost a year. And then until Shinji was just like, okay, sige, gawin na natin. Ganun, ganun. And then yun, it became a business. And then, yeah, that's his experience. So we wanted to create ice cream initially for Crazy Katsu. Okay. So we were thinking of additional flavors initially, like black sesame, matcha. But you know, the brand sort of took off. So we were thinking, why don't we just make it a standalone? So really make it its own brand. And so we wanted to just focus on that together. And then we introduced more quirky flavors like shoyu caramel, which is our version of salted caramel.
Oh my god,
that sounds
that's
so
right
good.
Up Charwin's alley. I know that's yeah. you, yeah. Charwin. Yeah.
Yeah, and those were our first three flavors. We have 12 now and counting, and shoyu caramel is still one of our best selling flavors. So it's been an interesting journey so far. We were initially just selling our pints online through GrabFood, Foodpanda, Pickeroo. But we really wanted to get our brand out there and be more accessible for everyone. So we this year, when the economy opened up, we thought of finally just going for it and opening our first on-ground shop. So we have weekends in Rockwell. And then we also have a shop in Mega Fashion Hall. So that's the second floor.
Galing.
Oh, nice.
Galing.
Yeah.
Guys, tumayo balahibo ko. Kasi yun yung alam kong origin story talaga ni Crazy Katsu na he would bring his food dun sa mga anong araw, sa mga prod and all that. Then someone bugged him nga raw. Hindi, gawin na nating restaurant yan. Ito pala yun. Kaya tumayo balahibo ko. Totoo pala yung story. This is where si our friend, no, si Ramon Bautista would always bring me na, hoy, kilala ko yung mga may-ari niyan. Tara, kain tayo sa Crazy Katsu. I'm like, okay.
Galing! Small world!
Uh-oh.
So, finally, one of the urban legend stories about how a restaurant came to be is actually true.
Validated.
Kasi half of them are fake, eh, di ba?
Yeah, half of them are fake.
Pero ito, totoo talaga yung story.
Yes, true story yun. So, si Ryan yung makulit.
Okay lang. So, ako, Maxine, mababaw yung first question ko, my first volley at you. What are the 12 flavors ng ano nyo? Kasi na-curious ako eh. So, di ba? I mean, 12 flavors, that's a huge roster to begin with.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know if we're doing it right.
Okay lang, go.
Yeah, but yeah, so we started with black sesame, matcha, shoyu caramel, and then we introduced our kinako line. That's kinako vanilla, kinako chocolate. So for those who aren't familiar, kinako is like the roasted soybean flour that you find on top of the mochi balls. So it lends like a very nutty and earthy taste to the vanilla and the chocolate without the nuts. So it's made from soy. And then we also introduced azuki or red bean. And then later on, I think, towards the first, maybe like 6 months in of our business, We started thinking of doing collaborations. So we did a coffee flavor with Yardstick. So we currently have two. One is Kohi Cream, making use of their best-selling blend, which is Golden Ticket. And then the other one is Nama Chocolate. So the primary flavor is dark chocolate ganache, but we added coffee to add more, I guess, bitterness and a darker flavor to the chocolate. And then we also did an interesting flavor, guacamiso. So it's avocado and miso.
Oh my God. And that's available right now, as in?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh my God, I'm ordering
that. So people are parang, like, nasa-shock sila at first na parang, ha? That works. And then, yeah, it really does. Like, it lends a bit of like a butterscotch taste in the end. So it adds more umami to the avocado flavor. And then we also have yuzu toasted rice it's a collaboration with Chef Angelo Comsti. Yeah, so it's a good one too. And then we also have chai latte with Jacob's Well. And then our most recent one is actually my personal favorite, called Strawberry Glow. So this was a collaboration with a global brand, Shiseido. So our concept here was to create functional ice cream. So it actually has collagen in the ice cream. You don't taste it. It's very good and very creamy. So we wanted to do like our version of strawberry milkshake.
So I was wondering about that flavor. Kasi, yes. Ano, Maxine was nice enough to send myself and my wife three flavors. The Golden Ticket one, the Nama Chocolate, and the Strawberry. I was so scared. Sabi ko, collagen? So ano yun, may bulalo or something? Kasi sabi ko, ano yan? At saka, pero nung kinakain ko, I was asking my co-hosts, Richie and Charwin, do you notice my skin? Is it glowing ba? Or ano? Shiseido ko pala yun.
I'm really sorry to say na you need to eat more of the ice cream too.
Right after this recording.
No, but collagen is really something na the Asian culture embraces fully eh. Pero yeah. Outside of Asia, hindi nila naiintindihan yung, you know, lagi sila naiingit sa kutis ng mga Asians. Pero pag binigyan mo naman sila ng collagen, ayaw nilang kainin. Parang ako, eh, alam nyo, kung gusto ninyo ng skin that never ages, then you have to eat like us, right? You have to eat like Asians, di ba?
So, yeah. Actually, it was interesting because last year, we went on our late honeymoon. Before we launched Strawberry Glow, we were actually talking to Catherine Osterberg. She's one of the known ice cream makers in Copenhagen, Osterberg Ice Cream. And then we were talking to her about their concept. We were trying like tossing ideas like, do you think it's going to work? And then she said, actually, you know what? Collagen is a very good protein. So it will really help with the consistency of your ice cream. So Brian and I personally, hindi kami mahilig sa parang sorbet type of like strawberry ice cream flavor. So right, we wanted to do something different and make it very creamy. So yun.
Galing.
Ako, I just noticed it's really outside of the traditional type of thing. Wala kang cookies and cream or chocolate marble, yung mga ganun. Who conceptualizes these flavors? Who is the genius behind all this madness? Because really, it's really out of the box. And what I like about it is that these are the types of flavors that will really set you apart from your competition.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'll give all the credit to my husband. He does all the science behind the recipes and everything. Because I don't think I'd call him a chef in front of you guys, but
okay.
But yeah, I mean he's the geek in the team. He really geeks out on all the flavors. We don't consult with anyone, so everything's really done in house. But we work on it together. Like if he has an idea and a concept, I work with him as a customer. I guess I think all the time like a customer. Like, how would a customer perceive that? Is it yummy? Does it sound good? Is it interesting enough for people to want to try? And then is it good enough for people to keep ordering? So, yeah.
Is your husband self-taught?
Yeah, YouTube University.
Galing.
Maraming graduate dyan na magaling eh. Medyo rival na yung YouTube ngayon sa sa mga culinary schools.
Marami nang napa-scholar tong si YouTube.
Marami nang scholar ang ano. But ako on a personal note, kasi you said nga na so you're working with your husband, so you're probably doing all of the behind the scenes work, no, the financial side, maybe the logistical side of it, and then siya naman is on the R&D side, right? And parang I've always wondered this, and I love asking this question, no, to couples that work together, no, like, how hard is it to work with your spouse, right? Like, kasi syempre, di ba, it's hard enough. And I'm speaking from experience kasi I'm the only single one in this room right now. So, it's hard enough to keep a relationship going. But to keep a relationship and a business going, how hard is it?
Well, a lot of people ask that question. But I always tell them, Brian's always the right side and I'm the left side of the brain. So I guess we're lucky in that sense that Brian really enjoys the R&D side of the business, conceptualizing the flavors, product development in general. And he doesn't really have the energy anymore to think about the details. But me, on the other hand, I've had corporate experience. So that's how I attack the business, in a sense that I really look at the details. I enjoy it more than he does. So you know, the operation side, accounting, admin, it's a lot of work. So I always tell people, you know, I just sell his ice cream.
You know, if Brian is listening right now, maswerteng maswerte siya. Speaking as a person that is 100% on the left side of the brain, like the right side of my brain is physically dead. So like, wala akong alam sa accounting. Like, when I ran my restaurant, I was so miserable. Basta I had to deal with like SSS payments or, you know, payroll, ordering, like, I was so miserable na when I sense na I'm sad na, I will drop all of the notebooks, go into the kitchen and start cooking, right? Just to make me happy again. So to have a, di ba, to have a partner, yeah.
Very bipolar yung feeling, actually. Parang, you know, that also happens with our dynamic. Like, you know, you wake up and then you're motivated to work, and then at night you're questioning, tama ba yung ginagawa natin? So it's, even, don't get me wrong, it's still very stressful. And then sometimes, most of the time, napapagod kami. But I guess you always, like with us, we focus on our strengths. And then we try to help each other in terms of weaknesses as well. So far, it's okay. It's working.
Great. I mean, so Maxine, connected to that, no, my next question would be, so you started the business during the pandemic, right? Yeah, so is the business now sustainable enough for you to leave the corporate world? Was it nasabay mo pa ba yan? Parang nasa corporate ka pa, then you left? Or sinabay mo ng sandali, tapos parang okay na, sustainable na, pwede na ako umalis? Or nasa corporate ka pa talaga na ngayon and ano, hindi ka pa umaalis?
Ah, no, hindi na kaya yun. I retired from corporate. We got married in January of 2020. I resigned December because we really our parang our direction was really to focus on business and to start something together. So come August when we started Kurimu, talagang hands-on, like our whole we were just completely 100% focused on that. So yeah, we didn't have a choice. Wala kaming backup.
Sustainable. Sometimes, no, ganun. Kapag ka, wala kang safety net, no, talagang, let's go for it. Let's
do naman.
It.
Leap of faith.
With calculated risks naman. But yeah.
Parang naalala ko tuloy yung, ano, di ba yung, siyempre, ano yun na yun naman age ko, no? But yung movie na The Hunt for Red October, di ba? Yan din yung ginawa ni Sean Connery. Sinabi niya, magde-defect sila. And he told the Russians that he would defect. Para wala nang choice. Wala nang atrasan. Kasi in-announce ko na eh. So, wala nang atrasan, di ba? I think in the same way, that's that's a very brave thing to do, which is to say like, oh, ito na yung business. I quit my day job. Let's do this business, diba? Let's make it work, right? So, parang feeling ko that's a very bold way to do business. Yeah. But it also means success, I think, because you're engaged na. You're fully engaged na, diba? Wala ka nang...
Yeah.
Hindi yung parang konting hirap lang. Ah, oh, mahirap pala. Babalikan ko na lang yung safe job ko, di ba?
It's your, ano daw eh. You call that your risk appetite, di ba? Ano ang aming kakayahan mong i-risk? Like, okay, do I leave corporate? Do I do it sabay? And wala na lang tulog? Wala na lang weekends? Di ba? Or just go for it fully. And Maxine and her husband have done it fully and now committed to it and now they're growing. What are your other expansion plans for Kurimu Ice Cream, Maxine? Like, you now have a stall sa SM Fashion Hall. You have a stall every weekend sa Rockwell. Do you have a dream concept in mind or a dream mall that you guys want to open in?
Or maybe you want to collaborate with the co-host of Sinigang?
Why not? Good idea. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Honestly, with the like opening and closing of the economy, I feel like I'm sure a lot of entrepreneurs can relate na mahirap na mag 6 months plan. I mean, a long-term 6 months plan or 1 year plan. But when everything was closed, you would more or less plan by the month or I guess by the week because things change, you know, on the fly. But now that, you know, we sort of see a semblance of normalcy, I think we're pretty much confident to open maybe two more shops at least this year. But we also want to be very conservative because we want to make sure, you know, we still stay artisanal and we really take care of our quality in terms of, you know, the product that we're offering. But something we're also developing is to supply to supermarkets. So right now we're experimenting with the Davao and Jensan market. So we're directly available in Gaisano. And I think we'll start to see growth. It's doing well so far. So hopefully we can reach Cebu and other places nationwide. And also, of course, supermarkets in Metro Manila. So we're a little, I would say we're spreading ourselves a little bit thin, but sometimes I guess you have to like plant your seeds, even if it takes doing that all at the same time, because you also don't know when the opportunities open up. So, yeah, we're just trying to prepare for the good a good door to open up at the right time, and hopefully by then we'll be ready.
I have a question, Maxine. Just to give the people listening in sort of like an idea of what to expect with your stalls. Your stalls are there to sell the pints. You don't sell by scoop or anything like that?
So we did our soft launch in Fashion Hall last March 15. We haven't actually officially announced it on our page yet, but we will be introducing our first scoop shop. So yeah, we're just formalizing the menu. We're conceptualizing our toppings, what flavors we want to offer. The pints and the 5 ounce cups will be an option for them to take home. But of course, we want to focus on the scoop. So that's actually very exciting. Nice. Yeah. Great.
We should visit, guys.
Right.
No?
I mean, if there's ever a reason to go to the Fashion Hall.
Yes, of course. Free ice cream for you guys.
No need. We always love supporting small businesses.
Yeah. Support. Okay. My next question was, are you guys open right now? Kasi
I'm craving.
You missed it by 10 minutes.
Sayang.
Dagnabbit.
Actually, I'm super into matcha ice cream. And so anytime... you know, any place, any brand, basta they have a green tea or a matcha ice cream, I always get it, right? Like, it doesn't matter whatever brand or how, this is gonna sound mayabang, but like, whatever the price, basta may nakita akong matcha, like, I just have to get it, right? Like, yun yung parang number one luho ko talaga.
Yeah, it's like a love or hate flavor, I think. A lot of people just really look for it and some parang, ayoko.
Ako, I don't like matcha at all.
Ah, talaga? Gosh. I thought we were friends. What happened?
Ako depende sa gising. Oh, seryoso. Minsan, uy, may bagong matcha si Starbucks. Tapos parang, di naman matcha to. Or minsan, pangit naman ang kinombine nila. Or minsan, uy, okay to ah. Diba? Minsan, depende rin sa gising eh.
Yeah. So, speaking of, since we're going to talk about the flavors, let's put Maxine on the spot. Yeah. You cannot name your own brand kasi we have to be fair. This is for all of you guys. Which is the one singular flavor and brand of ice cream na you will be loyal to? Kahit na you love the other brands, no? There's a particular flavor from a particular brand na you will forever love. So ako, I'll start para you guys can think about it. No? For me, yes. It's Haagen-Dazs na green tea. So yun nga, that's what started my love for green tea ice cream. And it got me through culinary training. So every time sinigawan ako ng chef, minura ako, binasag yung plato ko, tumiiyak ako, uuwi ako, bibili ako ng Haagen-Dazs matcha and then take it home and I'll feel better the next day. So... doesn't matter whatever brand na, basta that particular flavor lang from that particular brand is always special to me. Ayun, how about you guys?
Pwede, ano, pwede.
Ay, nako, yan naman tayo.
Pero isa lang, okay lang. Isa lang, kaya mo isa lang. Di ako, ilan, di ba? I mean, I worked in ice cream my whole life. Oh.
Ay, ikaw muna, chef. Ed.
Okay. Ben and Jerry's Cherry Garcia. Just because.
Mm. Oh my God, that's what I was gonna say.
It's so hard to find someone who makes cherry properly. Diba? Yung hindi lasang gamot. And that's Ben and Jerry's. Diba? It's
parang
it's
so challenge daw yun, Maxine. Wala daw gumagawa ng cherry na yun.
It's so hard to find in Manila. When you find it in Marketplace or whatever, SNR ba or ano, Landers, kuha talaga ako, automatic. There's someone that's a close second, but wala. Sabi ni Sharwin, bawal eh. Isa lang pwede banggitin. So, yeah.
De, pwede
so
naman runner-up kayo naman. Pwede naman.
Oh, pwede na. Sige, baka kasi
runner
ko na si Richie.
Runner-up ko yung Cherry Garcia eh.
Hindi, so. Runner-up ko si Malted Milk ni ano, Carmen's Best.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, kasi Maltesers eh. Diba? Maltesers na ice cream. And they got the malt flavor right. And it's still crunchy, yung crispy. Di ba minsan may makunat na Maltesers? Sa kanila, crunchy pa rin pag kinain mo. Pero parang for some weird reason, over time, parang pakunti na pakunti yung nilalagay nila sa loob. I don't know.
Nakakalata na.
Ako ha. Saan niyo ako ha. But yun ang close second ko.
Binibilang pala yung Maltesers.
Oo. Oh, ayan. Oh, who's next? Maxine or Richie?
Sige. Ako na lang. Let's make Maxine na lang. Ah. Okay.
Talaga, struggle. Pwedeng runner-up yung isa.
So Cherry Garcia, di ba? So mentioned na yan, so I won't know that anymore. Di ko na kasama yan. But I believe it was the Stracciatella of pharmacy as well as their butter pecan. Because it had the crunchy bits then. Yeah.
Oh, I should try that.
That's fair. That's a fair answer. That. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And mine would be also Ben and Jerry's, the chocolate chip cookie dough.
Oh yes. Classic.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up with that, so parang every time I have a pint of Ben and Jerry's chocolate chip cookie dough, I'm not parang being meticulous about the texture. I'm not thinking about, you know, quality so much, but it's nostalgic and it just comforts you. So parang I always just end up with that. But if it's like, let's say like a gelato shop where you're traveling, I always end up with Stracciatella. But if it's a pint, definitely chocolate chip cookie dough of Ben and Jerry's.
Right. And that's what ice cream should do. Yeah. It should be comforting and relaxing. It should bring you to a better place.
Actually, very interesting yung sagot ni Maxine yung about how when she eats Ben and Jerry's instead of her own flavors, she doesn't have to stress out on quality or taste or diba.
Totoo yan.
Parang this is something na if you're in the F&B industry, that's why akala ng tao joke when chefs say na we don't like to eat our own food.
Yeah.
We like to eat other people's food or even yung, di ba, like, minsan people will say, oh, yung mga chef kayo, tapos kakain kayo sa fast food or kakain kayo sa mga QSR. Parang it's because our work is already stressful enough, right? Like, you want to eat something na you don't think about, you know, you just enjoy and walang pressure, di ba? So it's very interesting na kahit something as delicious as ice cream, something na, di ba, ice cream supposed to bring all kinds of fun. May konting stress then involved, you know, when you're working in the ice cream business.
Yeah.
How about from your flavors, Maxine, if you don't mind me asking? Do you have a personal
What's your baby?
From your...
My baby is... Oh, this is a hard one. I guess I can eat the most of our strawberry glow. Mm.
And that's not for the benefit.
No, not
the
at all.
Benefit. That's not for the.
Actually, that wasn't even my idea. That was my husband's idea. seriously, because he saw me drinking collagen, and then he said, "Hey, you know what? Why don't we make that an ice cream flavor?" And I was just like, "Huh?" Their idea didn't, and it worked, but. It's just a very good flavor for me. I mean, I don't like strawberry, so when you know, a few people say it kind of tastes like the Häagen-Dazs strawberry ice cream. Ooh. So yeah, nice. Some people say it, but I don't know. I like it. But we have a new flavor coming up, and it's our first take on having chunks in our ice cream. Because we notice all our flavors are just smooth and silky, but this might be one of the most addicting ones. So we're excited to announce.
No.
Chef Ed went all Renee Zellweger and said, you have to.
I know. But quick backgrounder. Sila Richie know this na kasi, Sharwin. Most of my life, I work for a big ice cream company as their taste tester. Parang their auditor. So it's funny. My job was literally to taste all of the ice creams in Manila for comparison, competitive check. And then they started launching high-end gelatos naman, this company, from abroad and made here also. Two brands of gelato pa. Oh my God, kulang na lang daw padala nila ng freezer here at home so that they can keep on sending. But I said, no, kuryente niyan, no, for the chest freezer. No way. No way.
But my rent, rental.
And then now, funny, I work for a private equity firm. Our commissary, we supply naman gelato to as white label. When you say white label, we don't have a brand. We just supply sa mga restaurant. Di naman siya confidential, I can say. Like yung mga bistro group, bistronomia group, the yung mga Las Flores. Yan yung mga gelato nila sa Paul Boulangerie ba yun? Paul? Boulangerie ba si Paul? Boulangerie sila, di ba? Yun, I send. We make their gelato, ganyan. So, I've been working with ice cream my whole life. Kaya tuntuwa ako when I come across ice cream that I love, that I like. Na hindi gawa namin kasi parang tama yung sabi ni Sharwin hindi to work. Ay, sabi ni Maxine din, di ba? Hindi to work. Di ba? Enjoy lang. Oh, kainin mo lang. Yeah. And I love chunks. Our term for that, yun dun sa corporate na ko, when I was part of their hit team or yung tasting team was, yung mga pang mouth feel. Kasi may mga kailangan ka ilagay for mouth feel na parang, okay, is this ice cream warm or cool? Is this ice cream on the fruity side, the chocolatey side? The mouthfeel, is it nuts? Is it brownies? Is it chunks of whatever, chocolate? So ang galing science to it. It's not rocket science, pero it's a whole science to it.
That's really difficult to do, like the chunks. Like, we've gone through 12 flavors and we couldn't seem to crack it just until recently. So, a lot of pressure coming from you, Chef Ed.
No, don't worry. I mean, when I say these things, it's more out of I'm an enthusiast, ice cream enthusiast. Dati, I would travel to eat ice cream pa talaga na, nasa San Francisco ako. Pilahan natin tong store na to or yung ganito ganyan in Portland. Ano yun? Salt and straw. Yeah, pinilahan ko yan. Salt sarap. So, ganun. It was that kind of ano. In New York, we went to Jersey pa. Dinala ako. Ample Hills, if I'm not mistaken, is the name. Yeah. Dinala ako ng mga friends ko. Come here, Ed. And I was single din. Sabi ko, tambay tayo dito daw. Ang cute na mga nagsascoop ng ice cream. Yung mga hipster, Brooklyn hipsters. Ganun yung may tsura eh. Oo eh. So yun.
Actually, yung salt and straw, I spent 20, no, hindi naman 20. Siguro mga 8 to 15. Hindi ko na sure eh. Basta I nag-Uber lang ako just for ice cream. So,
grabe.
To and fro, right? Nag-Uber ako to get the ice cream from Salt and Strand, then I Ubered back to where I was living. Yun lang. And then nung pag-uwi ko na, saka ako na-realize magkano pala yung Uber sa States. So,
mahal.
I was sad after. Pero masarap yung ice cream, so it was worth it. But
mas mahal pa yung mas Uber ko kaysa sa ice cream.
Definitely. Yeah. Richie, you were saying, sorry.
No, it's just, I really just wanted to say I love the packaging because when I first saw Kurimo, I really thought it was a Japanese brand. Yeah. Ganda na packaging. It's clean. It's really, it really has the Japanese vibe. No? So congratulations to you guys. And we're really looking forward to seeing Kurimo everywhere in the upcoming 2022.
Yeah, hopefully.
Packaging, flavor, looking forward to it. Ako, may,
I know my daughter is gonna want to try that strawberry glow. I've got my eyes on either the shoyu caramel or the vanilla, okay. The kinako vanilla. Na intriga ako sa sinabi
ako
mo.
Si ano,
sa sinabi mo.
Yung next kong order siguro tama si shoyu caramel kasi I'm a salted anything guy. And si ano, guaca miso ba yun? You call it guaca miso? Kasi I love miso in desserts eh. So I'm
Yeah, we know what to send.
No, don't send. We'll sneakily order behind with false name, yeah. With ano, fake names.
Ako you can send kasi hindi ako marunong mag-order online.
O nga pala. Oh, si Sharwin,
I'm the tito of the group. So,
matcha
lang ako, okay na ako. I'll post whatever you want. Just give me matcha. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, so this is a really interesting story for me because maraming tayong stories na pinag-usapan about restaurants and brands that had to adjust because of the pandemic. But we haven't really featured a lot of yung nagsimula sa pandemic and then nag-flourish after. So it's a really, it's a really interesting story for me, no? Na parang...
It's a success story.
Oo. Na how do you use your time, right? Like how do you... When you're forced into a situation, what do you do? And I know it's very interesting to me.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, ako siguro, naka-curious ako. I think we have a couple more minutes before we end this this show. Naka-curious ako, Maxine. Since you're growing, I'm sure hindi na yung cuisine art yung gamit nyo, di ba? Pag-gawa ng ice cream. So, you guys have a commissary na in your garage or something?
Yeah, yeah. So we converted, we now have a commissary in Mandaluyong. So, from a cuisine art, I think that only lasted us maybe the first 2 weeks of like selling on Facebook. And then we eventually just kept upgrading and now we have two Italian batch freezers that can more or less allow us to do a capacity of like almost 1,500 per day. So that should be good for now, but we'll have to assess again once we start entering supermarkets. So we're relatively small. I'd consider ourselves still artisanal. Compared to other ice cream brands, of course, that have continuous machines and, have an entire plant dedicated to that, not just a commissary. But I think that's the fun part about business. When you started from the ground up, you take calculated risks and, you sort of adjust as with the demand. And making sure that quality first and foremost is your priority.
Nice. Maxine, do you have haters na yung brand nyo? Like, may mga nang-aaway sa inyo, like rival brands or customers na umorder tas parang, di man lakas ang matcha to. May mga nanggaganan na ba? Yeah,
spill the matcha. Spill the green tea.
Yeah, spill the tea. Come on. Meron na.
Yeah. We don't get that every day naman. But, you have customers sometimes that, which we appreciate. We love receiving feedback. Like, We get customers giving info, giving their feedback about, oh, maybe you can adjust the sweetness here. Maybe you can do this. Maybe you can improve that. But we also have customers that genuinely want to give constructive feedback and just say, these are my thoughts on this flavor, but I really love this flavor. And then we also come across customers who, you try to understand the situation. At first, it comes out as a complaint. And then eventually, yes, you kind of like dig through the situation. You ask the proper questions. And then you find out, gusto lang pala nila ng parang replacement. it's a little sad, but you know what? We're just more than happy to service our customers. Because sometimes, the ice cream that you have and you experience, it has a lot to do with how you store it, of course, in your freezer. I mean, a simple thing as opening and closing your freezer affects, the overall freezing temperature of everything inside. And if you store it together with meat, dairy absorbs all of those smells, and you have ice crystals that also build up as you keep like a pint in your freezer for a long time. So there are all those variables that you have to consider. And like, for example, if you have it delivered from one point to another point, and then there's a waiting time, and then it melts a bit, and then you freeze it. So those are all of the variables that we have to consider. But at the end of the day, we're always willing naman to make sure that everyone has the best experience. And unfortunately, sometimes, we have to replace the pints, but we'd rather do that than, have customers that are upset and frustrated.
So I have a technical question. Since you guys are looking to expand to supermarkets, groceries, parang for the other small business owners that are probably listening to this podcast, like, are there specific standards or rules that you have to pass para the supermarkets will agree to sell your product? Na kasi alam ko it's not as simple as, uy, pwede mo ba ibenta to? You have to pass something, right?
Yeah, well, definitely. The first thing, for people who are considering eventually putting their products on supermarket shelves, I would definitely recommend for them to start working on their FDA application as early as possible, because it's not something that, it's not as easy as just filling up a paper and then submitting it and then poof, you're approved. They have to inspect your commissary, you have to make sure you adhere to all the guidelines. So there are all of those technicalities that could last up to half a year. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. It really depends. Those are the things you have to prepare for. Of course, you have to be a legit business before any of that. It would be good also to prepare ahead of time, just so that when you feel like you have the capacity to really service supermarkets, then you have all the documentation prepared.
Oh, ang hirap niyan eh. All the permits, the you have to pay for the listing fees and all. Ay, yeah. Stress. Sakit sa ulo yan. But yeah.
Hindi kasi minsan, di ba, when you start your small business, parang you never really think about getting into the supermarket or getting big enough to be at the supermarket, but it sort of pays off then to think more forward, eh, diba? Kahit maliit na brand ka pa lang, maybe you should start looking into getting the FDA approval, make sure your business permits are in order, diba? Para just in case, right? Just in case, baka biglang tumawag sa'yo yung ready ka na, diba? Ready ka na.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-mm. All right, guys, you know what? I think I learned a lot today about, not about making ice cream. Ice cream is fun, eh. Ice cream is a fun business to be in. Sabi nga namin, dun sa dati kong kinoconsultan nga na corporate, it's hard to have a bugnutin employee when you work with ice cream on a daily basis. Diba?
What, because what, of all the sugar.
All the sugar and the happiness that ice cream gives you, the happy hormones, diba? The endorphins. I think what we learned more today from this episode is, subtly, it's, you know, sometimes taking a very calculated risk can be very beneficial and worth it. And that is really the story behind Kurimu, no? The brand and the owners, no? Maxine and her husband, Brian, right?
Yes.
No? So, kudos to you, to the Kongs, and congratulations. And I know, hopefully more Kurimu branches to come and flavors to come, no?
Yes.
Yeah, guys, you know, that was a very wonderful episode this evening. We would want to thank our guest, Maxine. Maxine, before we go, tell us how people can find Kurimu, no, online or in your physical stores. Please tell everyone about it.
Yeah, of course. Well, if you're at home, you can always order through GrabFood, through Pickeroo, Foodpanda, or our website. So on GrabFood, we currently have 6, I guess you could say, cloud kitchens that operate for pickups. So we're available in BF Homes, Commonwealth, Mother Ignatia in QC, Mandaluyong, Makati, and Malate, and we plan to continuously grow our locations. And but if you happen to be going around, we're available in Mega Fashion Hall every day, and then in Rockwell on weekends.
All right. And your Instagram account, if people want to find you guys there.
Yes, it's Kurimu, at kurimu.ph.
At kurimu.ph. They can order from there online?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. guys, that was another wonderful episode of The Sinigang. We learned a lot today. And we are very proud to meet another of these pandemic success stories, di ba? Kasi naging doom and gloom yung past 2 years, eh. But when we encounter people like Maxine, sila Brian, and all, it gives us a ray of hope na the food industry is slowly picking up again with new players, exciting businesses and concepts all around. Okay, guys, this is Chef Edward Bugia. At Chef Edward, I'm saying goodbye for Chef Sharwin T, Richie Zamora. Maxine, you have final words before we go?
None. Just wanted to say thank you for having me. Glad to be on your show.
All right. And for Maxine Kong of Kurimu Ice Cream, thank you, everyone. Good night. Peace. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.